If you're like most people, you have boxes tucked away in your closet filled with photographs and other memorabilia. You don't want to throw it away, and you just end up moving it from place to place. You promise yourself that one day you will get organized. Rodney Black understands your dilemma, and he has written a practical guide to help you get organized called Digital Dreaming. The book shows you how to catalog and save your family history, but also shows how to present professional audio and video presentations.
I'm talking with author Rod Black about his new book, Digital Dreaming, Your Step-by-Step Guide for Keeping Family Mementos in the Information Age. And Rod joins me from his home in Sydney, Australia. And Rod, I'm so glad that you could be on the show today.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, Rod, what I really loved about the book is that I'm sure I'm like a lot of people out there, and I have boxes and boxes of photographs, mementos, and these are things that I've moved from place to place. And I've never really known what to do with it. I don't want to throw it away. I want to keep a record of it. And your book, in a very simple and concise way, gives us a guide for keeping all this important family information together in the information age. So I really loved how you put all this together. And I wanted to find out a little bit about your background and the reason why you felt it was important to put this book out there to help people in saving our family history.
Yes, I certainly. Well, I guess for me, it all started with what I call the perfect storm. So, and what I mean by that is, it's a little bit like you. I was actually quite confronted by the fact that my own family keepsakes were getting increasingly disintegrated and scattered around our home and across so many different devices. So I had, you know, photos sitting on iPads, and I had boxes of photos for when I stopped printing photos, when I started doing printed photos in. And then I had digital photos on my computer. So I had all these mementos that were just gathering. And then my father had cancer, and I took time off to learn about his life, and knowing that after he passed away that I'd be inheriting the family archive. And those archives went back for about 150 to 200 years. In 2013, those boxes landed on my doorstep along with my disorganized boxes. And it was then that I just realized I was feeling quite sad and anxious about all this just coming into my life at one point. And my background is in information management. So I've worked in corporations for, well, 30 years of my life. And I have an accounting background as well as a technology background. So all my life has been dedicated to helping corporations present knowledge, to actually take lots of data and bring it down into a concise report. And I realized that I had the same problem on my hands. I had all these disparate data sets in my home, and I had all this knowledge, and I just didn't have a process to bring it together. So I went looking for a process, and I realized then, the penny dropped, that knowledge management is something that isn't taught to families and it isn't taught to individuals. It's practiced by corporations, but it's not a skill that's given to families and people living in families. And that's when I thought, well, you know, I've got all this training and knowledge. I'd really like to develop a system to capture that and solve these three problems.
Well, it's amazing what you put together. And I love that you took what you learned in the corporate world, knowledge management, and took those principles and kind of brought it down to a level that all of us can understand and use. And we can make these beautiful collections and presentations for future generations to enjoy. And it's really important that we save that information. And it comes across in the book that that is really important to you. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It really is. Because I think having a connection with your past family groups and your existing family is very important. It gives us a sense of belonging and a sense of feeling of who we are.
And you have a really great acronym in the book that I thought was helpful in getting people thinking about putting their family knowledge together and kind of making it a process, and you call it KEEP. And I was hoping you could explain that for us, K-E-E-P, and what that means.
KEEP works as a perfect word. It stands for, it's actually an acronym built in perfectly for each one of us. The K stands for know, and that is know your family. The E stands for educate, which means educate your family on a process that you can teach your family the powers of being able to grab their knowledge. Enrich, and and enrichment, I think, is the thing that I've been doing in my corporate life. Learn skills to enrich and use the fantastic technology we have today. As you said, Diane, we can bring video and pictures and audio all together in one spot and make fantastic presentations. And there's the last letter, P, present. Learn to present stories to future generations and existing generations.
Well, in working on this project, what was the most surprising thing that came up in your research?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, digitally, one of the things that sent a chill down my spine was reading about the hanging of my poor great-great-great-grandfather on Pitt and George Street, which is a major street in the city of Sydney. And the poor fellow was hung for suspected forgery of a banknote. So that was in 1829. So things like that. And actually being able to see the, because it obviously was reported on the front page of the paper back there, and read how his family went in to say goodbye to him, certainly sends chills down your spine, especially when you know that that's a city that you've been working in all your life and you didn't realize that that had actually happened.
That's so fascinating, the things that you can find out and the things that you can learn about yourself in finding out more about your ancestors and putting it all together. I really love this project, and I hope that people pick it up because it's going to give them the tools they need to get started on digitizing and putting together their own family history. And I wanted to mention your website, and it's soulassets.com. And this is people can go. And will this help them get started?
Yes, it will. So when you read the book, there's a little password in the book that allows people to go in to Soul Assets and download a knowledge template. And it's an Excel spreadsheet. And on that spreadsheet, I've given them the ability to go in and journal their family events, do an inventory, which is covered in the book, and also be able to set up their folders fairly quickly if they want to do that on their hard drive. So it's all sitting nicely on an Excel spreadsheet. It's not complicated. I purposely picked Excel because it's probably one of the most widely used tools. So that's on the Soul Assets site, as well as I've got a blog that I'm writing, and I'm keeping up to date on the subjects of journaling and the subjects of grouping and classifying. And I'll continue to build that blog, but I've got some process tips, because when someone digitizes 11,000 items of their own family history, they've got a few tips and tricks that I can share.
Well, it's really a great book that you put together here, really helpful. And in moving forward, I think that this is the way that people are going to be keeping their information together. And so you're really providing a great service for future generations. And the book is available now through Balboa Press, Digital Dreaming, Your Step-by-Step Guide for Keeping Family Mementos in the Information Age. And Rod Black, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.